When we deal with drugs in sex, leadership and rock and roll, I'm not suggesting you take speed to run your business faster, nor is there any need to smoke opium in order to rewrite your mission statement in rhyming couplets. In my experience, people on drugs think they're really interesting, but to the outside world, they're just people on drugs. As with our use of sex, I simply want to push your thinking in ways that the business school gurus cannot. So we're talking adrenaline and endorphins here, rather than smack, crackle and pop. The drug analogy offers us some new definitions for familiar things. Drugging yourself is motivation. What gets you up really early in the morning? What turns you on at work? Where do you get your natural highs from? Are you part of the caffeine culture or a yoga obsessive? Can you release your creativity without smoking cannabis and forgetting what you thought afterwards? What is the motivational balance between your internal chemistry and the external stimuli? How can you make work addictive? And so on. Drugging other people equals leadership. I don't mean getting people to follow a blind or blonde ambition. Academics discuss corporate culture as the shared hallucinations about the way we do things around here. That's a cult. I'm talking about pressing the magic buttons that get staff to work harder, smarter and longer than the rest of the world. How can you engage people in a collective ambition? How can you engender the kind of followers that will tell you you're wrong before it's too late? What can we learn by contrasting what the great and good say about these topics with the 6M Corporation Hall of Fame? In other words, Morrison, Morrissey, Morissette, Moby, Madonna and Mark Bolan and M people. Oh, perhaps that's 7, I'm not sure. Anyway, let's see. So, the drug analogy works for personal motivation and for motivating others, in other words, leadership. I hope you'll find this is an interesting metaphor that actually extends your thinking on the range of tools you can use to get a high-performance workplace.